Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Service. By any chance, is Jesse Diaz Mosso there?
Yes.
All right. So I'm actually just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Actually, your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, I know that this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Understood. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Got it. Right now, and just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
I'm sorry?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Got it. And what is your age?
21.
All right. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate progressive.
All right. Give me just one second. All right, and now thinking about the direction that the country is headed in general speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Understood. Now, at the moment, we are on the 35% completion of the survey, so thank you very much that you are taking the time to talk with me about that. So now, I am going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. So for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one, fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
And what about reducing crime and gun violence?
9.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
7.
And what about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
9.
And making housing more affordable?
10.
Understood. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Got it. Now, I would like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. So if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
50.
And what about Democrats in Congress?
60.
And what about Joe Biden?
40.
20, is that? Sorry?
40.
40. Oh, got it. All right. Right now we are halfway of the survey, so thank you very much, sir, for your time. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think that the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. So for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one says reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
8.
And what about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
5.
And what about preventing underage tobacco use?
5.
banning different tobacco products for adults?
Five.
Got it. Now, it is already illegal, as we all know, to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
I don't really feel any type of way.
So you do not particularly support or you are pretty much oppose or support that ban specifically?
Correct.
Understood. And do you consider or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No.
Strongly support or some or strongly oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed? Got it.
Yeah.
Understood. And regardless of where you stand of this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
It doesn't really matter. I feel like it can go either way. Not significant.
Not significant? So
yeah.
We can say that it's somewhat more benefit or somewhat more harm?
Somewhat more benefit, I guess.
Got it. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Understood. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition and approach that focus on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or improving high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibit, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through association support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products?
The last one. The one you just said right now.
Got it. And right now, we are on the 60% completion of the survey, so we are just moving faster on this. We just have a few questions right now. So I'd like to read you some of the things that the people say, you know, and that could come past if the federal government were to ban the menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes off the market today. So for each of one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one says, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Got it. And what about the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sale?
Not at all concerned.
And what about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public and education, and tobacco control?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Got it. Now, here we have some statements that people have made about the potential to ban nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. For any of those, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ+ community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. So this ban will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. On that one, pretty much how you felt. Do you agree with the statement, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with her?
I agree.
Strongly agree?
Just somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Got it. So the second one says, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our life lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it is a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. From 0 to 10, at the moment, what is your position on that one?
I think 5.
Got it. The next one says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to lower smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 19. And the policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaign on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. On that one, what should be the scale for it?
I think 6.
6, you said?
Yes.
All right. And here I have the last statement, which it says, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products for China flooding to the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans of cigarettes will simply give them another market on which to operate. What will be the scale for that statement, sir?
Seven.
I'm sorry?
7.
7. Understood. Now, sometimes, you know, over the course of the survey, we are on the 75% of completion. We just have some questions right now. The people changed their minds. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
Yeah.
Strongly support, somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose? Got it. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, no, perro.